Over a decade ago, Regina Sampieri's mom called the police on her because she was afraid she would die. Sampieri was abusing painkillers and getting dangerously thin.
I used to describe being on drugs as being like on the merry-go-round from hell. You know, you're up, down, around and around, and all you want to do is get off of this crazy, awful merry-go-round, and you can't. You're stuck there.
As part of her probation, she had to get into treatment. After Sampieri went to 2 inpatient programs and couldn't stay clean, she switched to a program that offered methadone.
Yeah, I get up in the morning, I take my methadone, I take my multivitamin, and I go about my day.
But Sampieri has to travel 2 hours from her home in Fairfield to a clinic in Marion to get the pink liquid that she says allows her to live a normal life. That's because there are no methadone providers in southern Iowa. When she started the program 11 years ago, Sampieri had to make that trip every single day.
It was worth it for me, though, because it was something that worked so well almost immediately for me. I felt like this is the right thing for me. I felt normal again. That's the best way to put it.
A lot of Iowans can't drive 4 hours round trip every day. That means they can't access all the options for medication that, when combined with therapy, are considered the most effective way to treat opioid addiction. At UCS Healthcare, a Des Moines-based treatment center, clinical director Missy Howard says a lot of people have the preconceived notion these medications are bad.
These people are being looked at like they're using a crutch, and you would never look at a diabetic who was using insulin and say, oh, that's just a crutch for you.
Treatment advocates say that attitude is the biggest barrier to expanding access to medications that aid recovery for opioid addiction. There's a general lack of education and enthusiasm for it that extends to physicians, other treatment facilities, and health insurance companies.
And so we're trying to remove stigma. It's a battle.
UCS Healthcare is not a shady building with a line of people waiting outside to get their methadone. It looks like any other clinic with a waiting room, offices, doctors, nurses, counselors, and other medical providers. Pharmacist Candace Prashad sits in a small office behind a large internal window and gives medication to nearly 500 patients each day.
When a patient comes up, if it's methadone, the methadone just pumps out of the pump. It pumps the correct dose. If it's Suboxone, those are our 2 major drugs that we dispense. We just give them the appropriate Suboxone dose.
More people struggling with addiction in other parts of the state will soon have access to this treatment. With the help of UCS and a federal grant, Southern Iowa is set to get its first methadone provider later this month. Clinics that aren't licensed to provide methadone can get certified to offer a different kind of medication, often called Suboxone. The list of medical providers who can prescribe it is growing fast, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. Still, it's estimated that only about 13% of Iowans who need treatment for drug use are getting it. Representative Chuck Eisenhart, a Democrat from Dubuque, is proposing a bill with the goal of getting 80% of those people into treatment.
To do that, we need a monumental increase in system capacity, the number of providers, and for those people who can't afford it, the public funding to pay for those services.
Representative David Heaton, a Republican from Burlington, says the state's Medicaid program needs to make sure this kind of treatment is supported and paid for. Other proposals include convincing more doctors to get involved in addiction treatment and getting all insurance companies to cover the medications and counseling. Regina Sampieri can't understand why it's taking so long to expand access to something that works.
We need a change, we need a fix, and we need it now because people are dying every day that don't have to be. If they had access to this.
With a new clinic slated to open closer to home, Sampieri says she has a few friends who might be saved by it. I'm Katerina Sestarik, Iowa Public Radio News.